Up next on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Lovie Smith. The Illini host Iowa on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, great. Well, we're excited to, of course, play, you know, have another opportunity to play this weekend. It's senior day, is always, you know, pretty special time, you know, for the especially for the seniors that are leaving that have done so much for our program. You know, after a tough loss last week, we're, of course, anxious to come back home and play a good Iowa team that we have tradition with. So it should be an outstanding game. We can't wait to play. Take your question.
Thank you, Coach.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Wendell Barnhouse, todaysyou.com.
Good afternoon, Coach. We're going to have a story about going for two, the philosophy there, particularly maybe if you missed an extra point earlier in the game. I know in the NFL your experience with the longer extra point. I was wondering, has your philosophy about the two-point try changed at all now that you're in college?
No, not at all. You know, as Cardin, you know, of course, we have a chart that dictates when we go. But, you know, as a general rule, normally I'm going to take the single point. You know, going for two, you know, some factors dictate it. But don't start thinking about going for two unless it's about the fourth quarter normally. Not much has changed from the NFL. I know it's farther back, and there are some teams that go for two a little bit more often, but I believe in taking, you know, taking a point if it's the easiest, you know, at the time.
Well, in other words, if you guys happen to miss an extra point early, you're not going to be caught up in trying to chase points the next time you get in the end zone and go for two.
No, my point, and I understood the question, it's just that we're, until about the fourth quarter, we're going to take the point no matter what happens early on.
Right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach. I was curious about your rush offense. Obviously, you've relied on your running back quite a bit this year, but where have you found success?
Well, we're, of course, you know, that just talking running game, I mean, we're totally committed to the running game. I just don't think you can win consistently without having a good running attack. I think in today's game, too, you just can't rely on one tailback. You need a couple. You know, we played three tailbacks this year, two periodically, you know, each week. So it starts with that. I mean, it's just that commitment as much as anything, but you just can't win football strictly with a running game. You have to be able to throw the ball. So, I mean, it's we believe in the old Big Ten way as much as anything.
And then with that, Iowa had a pretty terrible day rush defense against Penn State, but then totally turned that around against Michigan. So in looking at Iowa's film, why would you expect to see the Michigan version of Iowa and not the Penn State version this week? What do they do that can believe that?
You got to talk to them more on that. I'm not going to go in and get into what they're doing or our game plan or anything. I just know that us looking at the video of Iowa, they have an excellent running back. Daniels is as good a running back, I think, as we've faced. Each week seemed like we play at least one or two great running backs. That would be the case this week. If Iowa chooses to lean on their run, they're an excellent running football team. I'll answer it that way.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Take care.